Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. Hi, everybody, it's Barb. I am here today to share a very simple message of God's love for you. And this message is about waiting. It's something we do so much in our life because we're waiting on answers, we're waiting on tests, we're waiting on people, we're waiting to be waited on, right? There's so much waiting we do, they have rooms where they will tell us, here, wait here. This is a waiting room. But when we wait, there's a way to wait that God has for us. And I think there's such a difference. It's such a treasure. It's such a help and a hope that I want to share that. That's what's been placed on my heart. When you wait and you're anxious and you're worried and you are struggling, it is calling on God at that moment that brings you the peace, that brings you the help that you need to go forward into the challenge. And think about that. That is what is the treasure of God's gift for us, is in the now. God isn't waiting to meet us 2 weeks down the line when we get an answer or a result. In the waiting is where you will find God, in the help, in the hope, in the solid ground that you can stand upon, that you don't feel like the waters are rushing over you. That is the help that you can find. It says in Philippians 4:4-7, this is one of my favorites, you guys. This is on a piece of notepaper that I carry in my phone case with me every day. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I have seen God's miracles. I have witnessed. I have been there. I have shared them with you. I'm going to share a lot more different things about my life and tough times and things about God being there in the tough times. There's a book called Tough Times Never Last, But Tough People Do. I've always loved that title. The reason that you make it through your tough times is calling on God as you are struggling in this day, not waiting for the week that's coming ahead, but taking God with you into that. God is here with you now, in this moment, in this day, in the present. Call upon your help as you wait. Call upon your friend. Josie was waiting to go into her colonoscopy Friday, just a couple days ago, and she was waiting to get results and answers that 13 and a half months ago when she went into her first colonoscopy and woke up and the doctor said, this is rectal cancer. Now she was going back, and that's a tough emotional thing to wait to get in there. She remained positive during that time, very positive. So many people were praying and helping to lift her to her help. Praying and waiting with a thankful heart that is filled with, you guys, you don't know what you don't know, right? Ahead of you. But knowing what you do, that's it. That's the whole, click that in. That's the whole freeing truth that God has for you. That is the whole miracle. That is the blessing. You don't know what you don't know ahead, but you do know what you know right now. And that's that you're not alone and that God's with you and loves you and will not forsake you. So whatever's coming up on the journey down the road, don't stand on the path and be standing on rocks that hurt you and that you feel the pain and the worry, and you're missing the beauty of the path itself. Be with God. Know God. Walk with our Lord. And let those rocks move to the side and become part of the path itself. Little remembrances and guides along the way, little lights that show you to not get off the path. Let those rocks be the borders and not what you walk upon. Don't walk alone. Don't walk alone. Wait with God. Wait on the Lord. In Psalm 130, verse 5, it says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. Amen. And when you're tired, guys, I think you would know that in Isaiah 40:31, it says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The strength that you need to carry you through the worry, the emotion, the struggle as you wait comes not from you. It comes from God. So don't try to get on further down the path alone. As you wait, wait with God. We do a lot of waiting. The beauty is, the answer is, the truth is, the freedom is that you don't have to do it alone. Amen. All of our answers that come, all of the information in our life is not going to be perfect. It's not easy. We struggle. So why would you wait alone? Why would you feel that anxiety so deep and not share that with the one who loves you, unconditionally loves you, loves all of you? All the parts you try not to show to people, you are loved. I know that we wait for things and it's tough, but waiting with God makes it less so. Tough times never last. It's the title of a book, but tough people do. God loves you. Tap into that strength. Amen. I would like to pray now with you, and a prayer that means a great deal to, I know, all of us. Let's do the Lord's Prayer. Let's do this together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.